Nathan DeYoung here at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo with another star finalist in agri-science. Could you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Gatlin Squires. I'm from the Kingfisher FFA chapter in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Like you said, I'm a finalist for the National Star in agri-science.
All right, perfect. Could you take a moment and describe your SAE project for us?
Yeah, what started out as a seventh grade science fair experiment required for a class grade actually turned out to be an agri-science fair experiment later on down the road, and then that quickly developed into my agri-science research SAE. I started out with research within plant systems, trying to find a new way to improve germination rates amongst common plants. And then after that, I actually quickly expanded that into my entrepreneurship SAE with my pigs and developed a swine skin cleansing product as well as a new electrolyte solution. And that's kind of a very, very random mixture of trio of projects, but it quickly developed, and I have a great passion for agri-science research and honestly just happy to be here.
What's been the biggest challenge along the road?
Honestly, for me, it was finding and obtaining certain chemicals or different things that I needed to conduct my research. You know, when I started out with the plant systems research, I needed a redox indicator, which is like something that will react with live tissue and dye it red so that I could see it under a high-powered microscope. So I finally found out what chemical I needed, but I had no means of obtaining it. So I had to go through my science department in my high school, and my science teacher had to order it. So it's just a very difficult and long process, but after I kind of figured it out the first time, it made it pretty easy after that from there on out.
Throughout your duration of your SAE, who has been the most influential person?
I would say the most influential person throughout my SAE has been my mom. She was an ag teacher for several years, and she's the one that kind of first got me started with the plant systems research. And even in seventh grade, I did a project called the Scoop on Poop, where I tested different manure samples from different species of livestock and used it as fertilizers. And, you know, if it hadn't been for her kind of teaching me how to do that first experiment, I would have kind of went off on my own with the rest of my agri-science research. So if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't be here today.
That's great. And so National Convention comes to a close. What's your future look like?
Hopefully, if all goes well, I'd like to graduate from Oklahoma State University with a degree in agribusiness with a pre-law option, and I'd like to attend law school, unfortunately, probably at the University of Oklahoma, so I'll be going to that other school, but looking forward to that, and like to one day become an agricultural lobbyist or just stay involved with my roots in agriculture.
All right, awesome. So thank you so much. Another American star and agri-science finalist, Nathan DeYoung here with FFA Today at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo.